Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. We are continuing our week of Starship coverage here. And today we got some really great information from the FAA. Now, SpaceX is on the brink of a pivotal moment as it prepares for their second test flight of its Starship Mega Rocket, a crucial element in the company's ambitious space exploration plans. And the Federal Aviation Administration recently cleared SpaceX for their upcoming mission, setting the stage for a potential launch on November 17th from the Boca Chica Starbase facility in Texas, with a backup date November 18th and the 19th. This follows a period of intense scrutiny and required corrective actions after the first test flight in April ended in the rocket's destruction. Now, the Starship, standing at about 400 feet tall, represents a huge leap in rocket technology. It's not only central to SpaceX's mission for future space missions, including potential Mars expeditions, but also for NASA's Artemis program. More particular, Artemis 3, and this launch, if it does happen, will push them forward to an earlier launch date for Artemis 3. However, the road to this point has been very challenging. The FAA demanded 63 corrective actions from SpaceX following their April incident, which saw the rocket disintegrate over the Gulf of Mexico, and the launch pad damage and delayed activation of the self-destruct mechanism during the first flight prompted thorough investigations and safety overhauls for the ship and for the ground systems. And in preparation for the second flight, SpaceX has implemented numerous changes, including the construction of a water-cooled steel flame deflector to protect the launch mount. Additionally, the rocket's self-destruct system has been refined for quicker activation, and a hot stage separation system has been introduced to ensure smoother transitions during ascent. Now, these modifications, along with the completion of environmental reviews, suggest SpaceX is closer to meeting all regulatory requirements for this flight. And as SpaceX readies for the second test flight of the Starship rocket, a comprehensive plan outlines every stage of this mission. Propellant loading will begin approximately 1 hour and 37 minutes before launch, with a critical engine chill phase starting at T-19 minutes and 40 seconds. This procedure is crucial for conditioning the engines for the super cold propellants. And in a change from the first flight, the ignition sequence of the Raptor engines will start at T-3 seconds compared to the previous 8-second countdown. This modification aims to reduce potential launch mount damage. And following liftoff, the rocket will face its first major test at max Q, the point of maximum aerodynamic pressure, my favorite part of the flight, which occurs 52 seconds into the flight. Another crucial moment, MECO, main engine cutoff, will happen at 2 minutes and 30 seconds, marking the shutdown of the Raptor engine. This leads to the booster's boost back burn startup at 2 minutes and 53 seconds, just 23 seconds later, which is a maneuver preparing it for a simulated landing in the Gulf of Mexico. And the Starship upper stage will then continue its journey, eventually splashing down at the Pacific Ocean near Hawaii. This test, however, does not include a full Earth orbit. Now, every phase of this mission, especially the hot staging and reentry maneuvers, is critical for SpaceX's future plans. The success of these stages will provide valuable insights into the Starship's capabilities and the limitations of the ground systems, the booster, and Ship 25. And the upcoming test flight of the Starship is more than just another launch. The success of this mission is pivotal for the company's broader goals, including Mars missions and the role in its Artemis program with NASA. And the Starship's power and the potential for reusability make it a game changer. However, the second test flight carries its own set of challenges and uncertainties. Key concerns include the performance of these Raptor engines, the effectiveness of the hot staging process, and the rocket's ability to survive re-entry. And despite the rigorous preparation and modifications, the possibility of unforeseen issues remains very high. Elon Musk has said that he gives it about a 60% chance of making it to the final destination. SpaceX's philosophy of rapid iterative development means that whatever outcomes emerge from this test will be crucial learning experiences. They're not going to fail. They're going to move forward. And the company has a history of leveraging such experiences to refine and improve its tech, as seen with its Falcon and its Dragon spacecraft and the Starlink satellite network. In essence, this test flight is not just about whether the Starship reaches its intended destination. It's about testing the limits of the ship and the ground systems down at Boca Chica Starbase, Texas. Now, the FAA and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have closely scrutinized the environmental impact of this launch, particularly focusing on the new implementation of the water deluge system. This system, designed to protect the launch mount, has raised concerns about its potential effects on the surrounding ecosystem. Safety has also been a major emphasis in the preparations for the flight. The first test's aftermath underscored the importance of a robust self-destruct mechanism, which has since been upgraded for quicker response. Furthermore, the introduction of a water-cooled steel flame deflector is a direct response to the damage caused to the launch mount in April. The upcoming test will not only be a technical trial, but also a demonstration of how cutting-edge space ventures can coexist with the environment and also the safety standards set by the FAA. Now, the second flight of Starship holds considerable significance for the whole spaceflight industry. A successful mission would validate the feasibility of reusable rockets on a scale never seen before, potentially reducing the cost of space travel over the next 10, 20 years. Now, this aligns with SpaceX's vision of making space more accessible and launching heavier payloads into space, more ambitious missions, including humans colonizing Mars. Moreover, Starship's role in Artemis highlights its potential impact on governmental space missions. Success could revolutionize the way that governments approach space exploration, offering more flexible and cost-effective solutions. And could you imagine how big of a telescope you could fit in this thing? And on the flip side, a failure could prompt a reevaluation of the current trajectory of space technology development. It would be a challenge for SpaceX to push the boundaries anymore. Could they get an IFT-3 flight to work properly if this one doesn't go well? That's in the future. Regardless of the outcome, the Starship test flight is set to leave a lasting imprint on SpaceX, NASA, and the general public, the space-faring public.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
And that's you, and that's me. So they're right on the cusp of this test flight, a couple days out, and we're all going to be watching. And please check out Space News Pod. That's our YouTube channel for space flight. And go over there, subscribe, hit the button, hit the bell. You know, the whole YouTube thing. And we're going to be giving you live coverage, and I do updates throughout this week for the Starship mission. So it's not just about launching a rocket. Whatever the outcome of this flight, it'll provide valuable insights and lessons that will shape what happens at Boca Chica, what happens with SpaceX and the Starship Super Heavy in the future. So thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Remember to hit the subscribe or the follow button on your favorite podcast platform. It's free, just takes a second, and every episode is about 10 minutes or under. It helps you stay informed very quickly. And join us next time, tomorrow, as we continue to bring the latest development and the Starship. This is Starship Week, so get ready for this launch, possibly Friday, and they do have backups on Saturday and Sunday. So we'll be there for you. Thanks again. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.